working with Bohuslav Blažek for socially responsible approaches to media. We walked around Prague 1. We were taking photographs of interesting things, strange phenomenon that we see as newcomers to Prague, people who haven't been in Prague for a long time. The purpose of it was to give a different look on things about, they're strange to newcomers, but it's everyday things to people who already live in Prague. So it gives new ideas about these phenomena. The pictures can be found at http://eldar.cz/jitro/walk
Comparing it to England, in England we have different, we're really scared about house fires, we get really paranoid, and I noticed a lot of houses in Prague have bars on their window, and in England that's like our worst nightmare, because you imagine being trapped in a house, you can't get out and there's a fire, and so this really, really, it was quite shocking to see all these houses with bars on their top and lower windows and their doors, really security conscious. And it seems that your priorities are different to ours. I mean, we're scared about fire and you're scared about burglary. And the different ways we've decided to combat these fears. And to me, Prague seems much of less dangerous place than areas in England, and yet we don't choose bars. And the family I stay with have bars in their windows, and they're talking about reinforcing their door, and they have electric, a locked gate as well. And these are measures we'd never even consider. We'd maybe have burglar alarms as well as fire alarms, but we wouldn't have bars. So anyway, it was just surprising.
No, it's very simple. There's a street sign, and the front has purpose, and the back is just a construction behind it that you're, you know, supposed to ignore, and that you ignore more or less all day. And it's this, you know, wonderfully bad craftsmanship. No, it's not supposed to be anything, but it's just ugly, you know. And because of that, it's sort of beautiful, you know, because it's not supposed to look anyhow. It's sort of the same sort as on the top of rooftops, you have these antennas for television that you're also supposed to ignore, and they don't have an aesthetic.
Yeah, there are cables and they connect the two houses together, but they're still hang around, so I don't know the meaning of these cables, either for TV or electrician.
In my reading of this constellation of wires is that the isolator there is very, very old, maybe from 1920 or something like that, and that the cables on the left side are some TV cables or so from the antenna, and by chance those two systems were connected with themselves, and therefore it looks so strange now here.
They look like to tie boats to.
Uh-huh. For the cars or?
Cars, uh-huh.
These posts, you could tie horses to them, but I don't know. Graveyard.
Maybe it just marked the place where, you know, I don't know, if there would be light. So in the night you could, you know, turn on the light and you could see where to go, but if it's not so, I don't know.
Actually, this is my explanation. Very often when the carriage with horses went in, it was dangerous for the walls because there were some hard contact with the of the carriage and of the with the, so therefore it was a way how to warn, how to say, please be careful, don't touch, and it was also a physical barrier for not to touch. It was more to the inner side, so it helped to care about this entry.
Does anyone know anything about the street? Do you know, I mean, was it, is it planted there, or yes, it probably is, and, you know, probably no one wanted it to grow like Absolutely. This.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a disaster tree.
I mean, this is a sign of hope.
Yes,
don't you mean?
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, I am surprised when you pointed out to this tree that it still is here, because even trees which are much less deformed are immediately cut it. And I am really surprised that they enabled him to survive in this dramatic shape.
Actually, in Iceland, where I come from, no trees grow in nature. It's too cold.
Yeah.
So there are no forests there. The only trees are within the cities. And trees within the cities are the opposite of trees without they are regulated. You know, they are put there by people to sort of... And this didn't obey to what was expected from it. And that's sort of beautiful.
I don't know why there is a mirror, so I have to question, because... maybe the people who live in there are afraid who's coming to their house, a watch who's on the door, and maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Your interpretation is absolutely right. I would say that this is a precursor of TV camera, industrial TV as it is called here. So it is TV camera without TV camera. And it is a very often phenomenon in the countryside.
Maybe the people are afraid of the communism and the police, if they did something wrong.
On such nice facade, it is very uncommon in Prague, that informal way of observing people. But another explanation could be that there is some handicapped man on a wheelchair who has problems with movement, and before going to the bell to ring and to open the door, he looks there if there is still a reason, because some young rascals can go only there and make a ring and go on. So it could be also this reason.
Courtyards were open and the doors of houses were not closed. There were not bells, and we as children played in the courtyards, and it was a nice game there. And now, with the coming democracy, more and more places, more and more rooms are private and in that way closed and controlled. And for children, the street is no more a place for games. When I was a Prague boy, we played here different place, and you could see many traces with chalks, arrows, and some messages. You don't see on walls children messages more now in Prague. You see some messages of some adolescents, such typical graffiti tags, but you don't see messages of children. Children don't leave traces of their games in the streets more in Prague. Is it the same in your town?
Yes.
And you remember even the children life in the streets, or you know it from your parents?
Yeah, they play football in the street. And
you remember it?
No,
you know it only
I'm too young,
from history.
Yeah.
And how is it in Poland?
In Poland, actually, we can find some. I don't know if they're from like small children.
Yeah.
But actually, on the walls you can find a lot of. Like writings and graffitis, but of course in the big cities it's forbidden.
There's always kids playing in the street, they're always drawing with chalk, playing basketball and football and soccer in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the city where I live now, it's much less, because there's more street traffic, cars and stuff, so kids just ride their bicycles and they don't really play in the street anymore.